another new inspiration, 1680 WOKB.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show.
Come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. Time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're on the radio again. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. That's right, and if you want to call in today, which I hope you do, the phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me introduce you around the table, that's right, to my right, my wife, and I can't say my bride because she hates when I say it, so I say my wife, Lynn Golders, to my right. Lynn?
I'm here. Welcome to week two, everybody. It's really fun to be here and glad you're out there.
And to her right, Miss Sheila Young. Sheila, you there?
I am. Thank you so much. Good evening, everybody. It is so good to be here.
And Sheila, why don't you induce Larry?
Across from me is one of Greater Orlando Council of the Blind members and a scholarship recipient for the Florida Council of the Blind, Larry Schneider. Welcome, Larry.
Hey,
welcome,
Larry.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well.
And what about Rita?
And Larry, that was your job.
Larry, you could introduce it. Yes. The young lady sitting next to you.
And she is my fiance. Rita.
Oh, I was afraid to ask.
Well, welcome, Rita.
Welcome. I was afraid to ask. You never know these days.
That's true.
Well, so when is it going to happen?
December 4th.
December 4th. Oh, my man.
Yay. Congratulations.
Nice. Congratulations.
We're both excited about this.
Well, may you be as happy together as I am with my lovely wife, and she hates when I say bride. We will be married this December. No, I should say November 28th. Right. I almost said December, but November 28th for 28 years.
Wow.
That's excellent.
About that Saint Lynn?
No, wait a minute. Wait, I'm wrong. This is going to be 29 years.
Let's do the math. Wait a minute.
29 years. Do the math. We got married in 87.
Right.
2016. 87.
Oh, it's a trivia question.
29 years we got married.
Oh, my God.
And you know what?
How have you tolerated him, Lynn?
Isn't that cute? You put
I told my brother today, and we were talking, I said, Saint Lynn. I call my wife Saint Lynn because she puts up with me before I was blind, and she even puts up now after I'm blind.
And I don't know how.
And it's a toss-up, which is worse. Okay.
But people say I got nicer since I went blind.
That's
so
true.
Is that right, honey?
Yeah, you mellowed out in your old age.
I mellowed out. That's
a little
right.
Bit.
Mellowed out.
A little bit.
Today, two words come into my mind, which I want to talk to you about it today. Two words. Important two words. But before I say anything,
this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
So now those two words that come to my mind, two words if you are visually impaired or blind, two important words. One word was taught to me by my buddy, Gary Sinclair, and it tell you something, it's a very big word. The word is memory, memory. All those folks that are visually impaired, you better know that word, memory, because if you don't have memory, you're in bad shape, because that's how I learned everything. People say, how do you get around? Because if I go out the door, I go to the right, I go to the left, I have to remember where I went and what steps I took so I can come back. Memory. And the other word is also very important, and that's positive, positive. Those two words, positive, you have to have a positive attitude. All you folks sitting there having a negative attitude, well, maybe someday you'll change. Maybe someday you'll realize that with a positive attitude, you'll have a positive life. Two important words, memory and positive. And something else I want to say right now, and it's just important. This show, Blind and Beyond, is a nonprofit show. We are not owned by anyone. We don't have any investors, no shareholders. It's strictly a nonprofit company.
And I want to thank some of the people that just joined our membership. Joe Polano, we love you.
Thank
I want to
you,
thank
Joe.
You so much, Joe, for coming on board and joining our membership list. I want to thank Sheila Young, who's sitting right next to us. Thank you, Sheila, from the bottom of my heart.
Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila, so much for joining. I want to thank Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair, you're the best. I want to thank you so much. These people realized that it takes some money to run this show. Without the money, we don't exist. Yes, we have some advertisers, but we also need your help. And I really want to thank Joe Polano, Sheila Young, and Gary Sinclair for realizing that they love the show and they wanted to be part of it. Those two words, Sheila, what do you think about those two words, memory and positive thinking?
Good question, Michael. I think it is so important for visually impaired and blind people to try to rely on their memory, because the sighted world doesn't have to remember anything. All they have to do is look at it, and it's instant recall. They read something, they can, you know, they know it. We don't have that option. So I genuinely believe that my memory is part of why I do so well in my activities, in my job, because I have to remember. I have to memorize figures. I have to memorize a schedule, phone numbers.
Right, you're terrific with phone numbers. And you walk to work, don't you, every day and
yes.
back? So you
yes.
know you have to remember.
Yeah, I have to remember how to get to work. I don't count steps.
No?
I do a lot of shorelining because I walk on streets.
What does that mean, shorelining?
When you use your cane, you're kind of using a curb mm-hmm. or a gutter to
okay.
walk down the street
okay.
because we don't have sidewalks
right.
in the one area that I live in. So I'm walking along the side of the road, so I have to use the gutter, little dip in the gutter mm-hmm. to kind of...
So how do you know you're going in the right direction or not? How do you know you're not going the wrong direction, totally opposite of the school?
Well, because I have to remember it.
Correct. There goes memory. There's the memory.
Yep. And positive, I'm positive that I am going to do the best job I can do every day. I'm positive that I'm going to make a difference in a child's life or in an adult's life. And I'm positive that if somebody reaches out to me for help, I'm going to do the best I can to encourage them to be positive and to encourage them to get the resources that they need. So that's my mission in life, is to try to stay positive, although it's really hard sometimes. But, you know, you have to be positive, because if you're not, how are you affecting people? You're not. If you're negative, people don't want to be around you.
Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
What did Carmine always say about me?
He didn't think you were blind.
Why not?
Because you acted like you knew where you were going, even when you didn't.
The bottom line is...
He says, oh, Michael, you can see. Well, but you can see the difference between the grass and the
yeah,
cement.
Yeah, thank God
so
I can see.
That's why he
I can see the
see.
Difference.
Yeah.
I am not totally, Sheila is totally blind.
Right.
I am not totally blind. I have a little bit eyesight. Not much. I can see little bit shapes within 2-3 feet.
You can't see my face.
I cannot see my wife's face. Right now in the studio, she's probably, 4 feet away from me? And I cannot see my wife. I can see shapes. I can see
color sometimes.
Color sometimes. I can see black and chocolate is the same. So I can see dark colors, light colors, and I can see red and orange to me is the same. But like three colors combination.
But you're positive. That's what we were talking
right.
about.
Right. So it goes back to the positive. And that's why people sometimes don't think I'm blind, because when I go in, I remember where I'm going. So I know, like, building we're at now, I can tell you almost every door where we're at in this building, because I remember all these different doors. I go through it. I ask questions. I always ask, Larry, how do you remember everything? Talking to Larry now. Larry, put you on the spot.
Oops.
Yes.
How do you remember everything?
Well, by memory, and I
don't think Larry.
Larry, you have to talk in front of the mic.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Well, just like you, I use memory. There are things sometimes, like at the university, if I go out for a walk and somehow or another I lose track of where I'm at, what I have to think about is things like, I know I left in the morning, so I know that the sun would be more on the east side, mm-hmm. so I could feel where the heat is, mm-hmm. And rearrange my direction of walk. Or so there are things that you typically would do, a sighted person would do automatically.
Keep on talking to the mic. Can't do it from the mic.
So there would be typical things that a sighted person would do when they get lost or they're trying to reposition themselves is to look for familiar signs such as building shapes or even try to read signs. So since I can't do that, I'm having to recall what are some of the building shapes, because like you, I see fuzzy, I don't see faces, I don't see good, accurate, sharp edges or anything like that on objects or people. Or so I have to take a step at a time, not get excited, and move forward, and that's the main thing.
Larry, not to interrupt, I want to say something to the audience. Mm-hmm. I hope a lot of sighted people are listening to our show right now, because this show is also for you. The show, Blind and Beyond, show is catered for the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. But, and here's the big but, we would love the sighted people listening to our show to have fun with us, to join, call in if you would like, to ask us questions, because we say we are the bridge mm-hmm. between the sighted community and the blind community, because that's how we all learn. And that's how a lot of folks, Larry, I guess, I don't know if you are different than myself, but before I went blind, I didn't know any blind people. I didn't know one blind person. I never met a blind person.
And I was just going to say, you never know. It could happen to any of us.
Right.
You could wake up one morning and you could have your vision gone. So.
And for all you folks that are losing your vision outside, right. you should listen to Lighthouse about coming there and seeing them. Because anyone who has lost their vision needs, I use the word needs, and I did. I needed somebody to show me how to use my cane. I needed someone to show me how to use any object or the microwave, just the different things. The sighted community doesn't realize the young lady opposite, well, diagonally from me, I should say, Sheila Young. God bless her. I always say to my wife, that woman is so smart, and she is. Let me tell you something, right? She is so smart, and She couldn't be any more smarter if she was sighted, except that she could actually see something. But other than that, the woman remembers everything. She knows about how to use different items. And a lot of people who are blind, they should listen to Sheila, because she wasn't always blind. She was sighted. Sheila, what year did you lose your sight?
I lost my functional vision where I could read. I could no longer read in 1992. And I was 38. So, dude,
so at 38 she lost her. So at 38 she lost her sight.
Not far behind me.
And I can only tell you, like Gary Sinclair said last week, he gets around. Sheila Young goes everywhere. Doesn't let sight bother her, right, Sheila?
I don't know. I try not to let it interfere with my activities. I am extremely involved. I have a full-time job. I am involved in the Florida Council of the Blind. I am involved with
She's
the
past greater, president, and she's now
no,
treasurer.
No, that's the Greater Orlando Council, okay. Yes. So,
we're going to break. Stay right there. Don't go away. You listen to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away, we're right back.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
407-677-1040. It's tax season, and you can save 10% on your tax preparation from my firm, KDK Accountancy Corporation, if you mention this ad when you call 407-677-1040. Hi, I'm Bernie Kiesel, CPA. Me and my company have been preparing tax returns for many years and can deal with any tax issue. You may have something new or complicated to add to this year's filing. No problem. You may have issues with the IRS, owe back taxes, or need to file several years' unfiled tax returns. If so, I can represent you and help you move that fear that comes with those problems. In any case, if you have tax problems or you just need to file this year's tax return, call 407-677-1040 to get started with a no-cost consultation. If you are not satisfied with your current tax preparer or you want a company that can work with you during the year to minimize your tax liability and help with all areas of financial planning, call my office today at 407-677-1040.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Oh, yes, we are. I hear it. We're back. Blind and Beyond. That's right. And why we were on break, they switched seats with me. Now, on my right, I have a beautiful blonde that happens to be my wife. And now, on the left, I'm sitting next to Rita. Rita, what color hair you got?
I've got black hair.
Black hair. Oh, my God. So, is your hair longer than in Larry's?
Yes, much longer than
Larry. Oh, much longer than Larry. It's good. All right. So I'm going to give it over right now. Oh, before I go any further, the radio station here, the phone number, you want to call in? 407-894-1680. I'll say it again. 407-894-1680. Sheila Young?
Yes, sir.
Larry?
Yes, sir.
Let me hear from both of you.
Well, let me introduce Larry, if you would like, Michael. Larry became a member of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, I guess it was in 14.
Right.
And the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind has a scholarship that we give out to students who are either graduating from high school, attending college, or in college. Larry applied for our scholarship and received it last June for his education. And now he's continued to be a member of Greater Orlando Council of the Blind and is going to be honored at the Florida Council of the Blind State Convention on May 13th in Jacksonville with the Gail M. Krause Edwards prestigious scholarship of $1,500. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Larry Schneider and have him give us his story as to how he has evolved to be involved with the Greater Orlando Council.
Well, thank you, Sheila. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate Florida Council of the Blind providing me with that scholarship. I know that there were a lot of people out there that could qualify, and I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to have it. My story starts back in 2006, and that's where I had lost my vision, and I was working with a defense contractor here in Orlando, and when my vision went bad, it was kind of like a completely thing that just threw me off base, because I really hadn't been sick before. I was driving, everything was pretty well going fine, and suddenly I had lost my vision.
While you were driving?
Well, no. No, not while driving, but driving was a big thing, because knowing Florida, it's very difficult to get around without having some kind of vehicle. But once that had happened, I got home. I was trying to figure out, all right, what am I going to do with my life here? Because do I sit at home and eat bonbons, or do I do something that I can apply in my life? And I had decided that I was, first I needed to learn about my situation. So I went to, I found out about the Division of Blind Services, state division that provides services to assist people with that are visually impaired or blind. They got me set up to be able to take several classes in transportation, independent living, and computer skills with JAWS, which is a program that they use to be able to utilize the computer itself. And
you took these at Lighthouse.
That's right, and it was. It was through Lighthouse. They had come to my house to help me with this, because this blindness was a tough thing for me to get my hands around, but I knew that I needed to move forward. And
so Lighthouse helped you in basically pretty much everything, is that correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
They were absolutely very positive. They were great. They showed me how to prepare meals, how to set clothing aside, how to just do a whole myriad of things. And so I just absorbed everything I could. I learned how to cross intersections. I learned how to ride the bus, and I had never ridden the bus before that. Just got a chance to meet a whole different group of people, because typically when you're in your car, it's between, your car and you get to work But, I got a chance to interact with people on the bus, people waiting for the bus, or...
How did you meet Rita?
Oh, that is a beautiful story. That I met her 3 years ago at church, actually. We were put together at a luncheon where we were, sat together, and we started to chat, she has... Italian background, which I also have an Italian background, and I do speak Italian, and we shared those moments, and we discussed my growing up, and one thing led to the other, and we just we became close, in love with each other.
Can we stop right there for a minute?
Oh yes,
please.
Yes,
I'm gonna interrupt
you. Oh, okay,
Rita. You're great. You got that?
Well, thank you.
No, I'm saying it for a reason. And Lynn, my wife is great. You know why I say that? I'll tell you why. I want all my visually impaired people outside to listen to what I'm going to say. Because there are great people out there that will and would love to be with us visually impaired people. A lot of you people all say, well, my spouse ran away because they didn't want me because I was blind and they didn't want to be put up with us. I understand that because there's a name for them, which I won't go on the radio. But then you got other people like Rita, like my wife Lynn, who's a doll baby. And I only wish, Larry, your relationship with Rita to be like mine, because I adore, I love my wife. Unbelievable. So remember, you people outside, listen to what he's saying. Listen to what we're talking about being positive. Go ahead, Larry. Sorry to interrupt.
Well, no, I appreciate that because, it was really interesting how the relationship had developed because we just clicked with one another. And I believe, and we had talked about this, that it was, you know, a godsend kind of a thing. I am just excited to be able to have her in my life. And we're going to build a life. And I told her I've always loved her. And I just, now
you
I'm just getting
I
to meet her.
You before I met you.
That's right. I loved her before I met her. That's right.
Larry, would you mind if we take a moment to take two calls? And
oh, go ahead.
That's okay.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. We're going to take.
Oops, we have Don on the phone line. We want to take a trip down to Fort Myers, Florida. Hey, Don, how you doing?
Don? I'm doing just great. Lynn and Michael, it's very good to hear you both again. And, of course, Sheila. I want you all to know that this will be probably the last time I'll call from Fort Myers because I am moving to Orlando. On May the 2nd, I will be an Orlando resident. And, Sheila, I look forward to going to the meetings again. And I've missed you all, and it's great to hear your voice. And I'm listening to you now on the Internet. And you talk about, Michael, you talk about being positive. And the one thing I believe that you have to do when you're positive, you have to believe in something. And that doesn't mean just yourself. You have to believe that there's something there guiding you and leading you and directing you where to go, what to do, and how to get it done. And all my life, I believe that I have a protector. And everywhere I have moved and everywhere I have been, he has always protected me. And I know he'll continue to do that. And I just wanted to call in and let you know that I'm just looking so much forward to being there.
Well, thank you very much, Don.
Looking forward to being with you again.
Looking forward to seeing you then.
Okay.
All right, let's take
our
next call. Thank you very much for calling. Who's our next caller?
Mary from Denver.
Mary from Denver?
Yes.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Mary.
How you doing, Mary?
Good.
Hi, Mary. How
are
you?
It's raining over here.
How are you in Denver, Colorado?
I'm pretty good. It's raining over here.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's nice and sunny here.
So what do you have to say for yourself?
Hey, Sheila. How you doing?
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good.
It's good to hear from you.
What's that?
I said it's good to hear from you.
I know.
Are you enjoying the show?
What's that?
I said, are you enjoying the show? You're glad to have us on the air again?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad you guys are back. I want to come out and visit you guys and actually be a guest in person.
Come on.
Oh, we're waiting.
Come on.
We're waiting.
Really?
We'll discuss
Seriously?
It. How about that?
That would be awesome.
Call,
okay, well.
Write to us or call us and we'll talk about it off the air.
Okay. Well, I'll write to Lynn and we'll figure it all out.
Okay.
Okay. Did you?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks
well,
for
calling.
Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Talk to you again.
Hey, Mike, Lynn, do we have time for one more? Because we got somebody by the name of Richard from Lighthouse on the line.
Oh, Richard.
Hey, guys. Great show. Look, I just called in to have Sheila on. I just want to say hi to Sheila. The GOCB has been a longtime partner of Lighthouse. Worked on White Cane Day every year since I've been at the Lighthouse, and they just do a fantastic job. I want to say congratulations to Larry and his fiance Rita. I mean, full story. Larry, thank you for your courage and for sharing your story. It's wonderful. GOCB offers these scholarships. It's wonderful that you were selected, and I just wanted to just quickly say that, and Michael, Lynn, you guys are doing a great job as usual.
No, oh, thank you.
And if you'll indulge me for one minute, I just want to make one plug.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this coming weekend, it is our fourth annual Spree consignment sale. benefiting our early intervention program, and it's going to take place on, let's see, that's Saturday, April 16th, and Sunday, April 17th, 10 to 5, and it'll be at Venue on the Lake at the Maitland Civic Center. That's 641 South Maitland Avenue. And, you know, go on our website and you'll find the details. It's lighthousecentralflorida.org. But really, I just wanted to, you know, just say keep up the great work. You guys are doing wonderful.
Thank you. But go ahead and say it again, since you have
sure.
a gun.
Again, it's, yeah. it's we want you to save the date. It's this weekend. It is our fourth annual Spree consignment sale. Benefiting our early intervention program. Those are our blind infants and toddlers. And
my kids.
Look, these are gently used clothing, designer brands, men's, women's, children's, accessories. You can find something for everyone there. It's a fantastic event. It's put on by our volunteer group called Women with a Vision. These are fantastic volunteer leaders that put this on every year, and it's a great event. Come on out, find a deal. It'll be worth it.
Richard, would you please email that to me so I can send it out to our member list?
I will absolutely do that. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So let's go back to Larry talking about...
Oh, Castanets.
Oh. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We're going to a break. See you on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Yeah, don't go away. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's
407-654-9299. We are back. Miss Lynn was fine before. Okay.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I can't hear anything now. Anyway, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, I think. My wife is getting goofy on
Sheila
me here.
Sheila caused that problem. it's not my fault. I didn't
know
it.
The phone number here is 407-894-1680. Yes. Listen, why don't you give that other phone number out? if people having problems listening to the radio show, and we'll give you another phone number. You can call.
Oh, is that my
you
cue?
Can't call that's that cure, number, but you can only trivia. Listen to the show. And so, in case you get in a car, you're going somewhere. What?
Is that our trivia cue or my cue to give
yeah,
the phone number?
Yeah, that's the trivia cue. Uh-oh. But go ahead and give the. You want me to give the number out?
Phone number.
Okay, it's 518-712-0057.
Say it again.
518-712-0057, and it works great too.
So if you dial that number from a phone, you can hear that on your phone if you have unlimited minutes on your phone. If you have an app, by the way, this radio station has apps.
They do.
So you can listen on a phone anywhere in this country if you have an app.
WOKB has a
okay, app. So now we're going great. To trivia. All right? Now, the first trivia is not a music one. Now, this is an easy one. Any one of you people can get this trivia because this is a simple one. As long as you heard the show from last week. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. All right, here we go. Ready? And everybody should be going to the phone and dialing it right now because this is an easy one. Last week, what were the two words the show was all about last week? Two words. I want to know the two words. That was last week's show. What were the two words that we were talking about last week and we said them a lot?
Blank and blank.
Two words. I want to know those two words.
Fill in the blank.
Fill in the blanks. Blanks. If you were listening
last
week.
I can hear it in my head over and over from last week.
If you listened to the show last week.
And Kyle, you can't call in. And Richard, you can't call in.
Okay. So, and Gary Sinclair, you can't call in.
Right, right, right.
You're here. You know them. And Kyle Johnson, you know it. And Sheila, I'm sure you know it, so you're sitting here. You don't call in.
I can't call in anyway. I'm here.
Well, you can go in the other room.
She's done that. Man,
listen, we have a caller on the phone line. I don't think, I don't know. He's from Atlanta. Carl and Cupcake, that name ring a bell to you?
Yeah, that's his dog. His guide dog, Cupcake.
Really?
Yeah, it's Carl. Yeah, we know. He called last week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, say hi to Carl.
Carl, are you there?
I can't hear you.
Oh.
She made my headphones so low.
Use my headphones.
What now?
Just use mine for now.
What?
How are you, Carl?
Hey, I'm doing very well. This is Lynn, right?
No, this is Sheila.
Here,
Sheila, it's great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Now I can hear. So who is this?
It's Carl in Atlanta.
Oh, Carl in Atlanta. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Tomorrow will be the five-year anniversary that I trained with my guide dog Cupcake at Southeastern Guide Dog School in Florida.
Yeah.
And it'll also be my 60th birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. My vision is much like yours, Michael. I can make out at best silhouettes of things from a distance, but can only see things 1 or 2 feet in front of me with some definition. But can I do 3 shout-outs to my friends in Florida?
Yes, okay.
Okay, to my friend Ron, who I went through guide dog school. He lives somewhere near the Villages in Florida. And to my friend Bruce, who lives in Boynton Beach, Florida. And to my dear friend Janice, who I went through guide dog school, who lives in Fort Lauderdale.
You think they're listening?
Oh, I know they're listening.
Oh, you know they're listening.
All
okay.
right. That's what we want
to
hear.
Yeah, everybody's so excited to have your show on again. I look forward to it every week.
Okay.
That
thanks for calling in. Appreciate it, Carl. Thank you,
all
Carl.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Carl.
By the way, before I go any further, if you want to look up our website, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Did I say it right, Lynn?
You did.
Okay,
perfect.
Good. I'll say it again since I said it perfect. blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay, what's our Facebook page, Michael?
Blind.
It's just Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's easy.
I'm glad she said it was easy.
That was easy.
I don't have memory like
that
Sheila
easy.
Young.
Yeah.
That was easy.
We don't have that. We don't have that.
All right, so where are these people calling up to get their $10 gift card?
Okay.
It's worth $10.
Let's go back to Larry while we're waiting.
Okay,
continue.
We're going back to Larry.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
So I, after going through and getting myself practiced in to be able to maneuver through traffic or through intersections.
Who taught you all that?
I want to say his name was Art.
Was he from the Lighthouse?
The Lighthouse, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, Lighthouse.
Yeah, this was the Lighthouse, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, I don't want to hear about Lighthouse.
Yes.
They're the ones paying this bill, thank God. Well, it's certainly not our listeners.
Oh, I'm gonna just tell you how well they trained me. What I wanted to do was put all of my skills to the test, and I caught the Amtrak train from Kissimmee and went across America to Flagstaff, Arizona. And that was because they told me how to get around, how to, you know, ask questions, how to listen. And so, you know, I was just really excited about that. And I will never forget that. And I will always recommend people go through and get the Lighthouse to help them through the training and to really understand. And they have the compassion, too. So that to me was an important factor. So after getting trained, I decided to go to UCF and apply in their electrical engineering and optics program, and work on my my PhD. And I it was tough. I'm not going to say it
was. Did you get your PhD? You're still working on it.
I'm still working on it. Okay. I should be finished here in December. And
You got a lot of things happening in December. Married.
May I ask what your dissertation is on?
That's right. What is my dissertation?
What is the dissertation?
Well, the dissertation is dealing with convective rain and looking at what they call extinction coefficients, which is the thing, like if you're watching television and you get blocks because of a heavy rain.
Right. The pixelate. Now
I know why Rain is marrying you. She wants to marry a doctor.
Yeah.
We don't want to marry a doctor.
I'm the lucky one to marry her. I'm married with her. That's right.
We know about that, what happens when it rains, right, Michael? The picture just starts pixelating and all that.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's what your paper's on.
Yes, it's in that area. And so I'm really looking forward to accomplishing all of that. Mm-hmm. And through GOCB, I have to really say a few things here, and there's actually probably not enough time in the program to say all the good things about GOCB.
Didn't pay him to say this.
No, I'll tell you, I was moved, and both Rita and I joined, and what I remember, one of the meetings that moved me the most. I mean, you know, they go through the business and talk about what they've done, the minutes and everything. And then we're discussing about what programs could they do in order to help people. And I remember this one time, this one meeting, they were talking about food to help children that do not have breakfast and do not have food on the weekends. And I remember that they were looking at trying to figure a way to get that food to the schools so that they could be fed.
Wow.
So, and it wasn't kids that were necessarily visually impaired, but it was all the children.
It's a wonderful program.
Oh, it's fantastic. Okay.
I hear music.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, so we must be going.
Are we going to break?
No, you're going to trivia.
No, I think we got somebody that can answer that question for you.
Okay. Yay. Pardon me. I thought we were going to trivia again.
Okay, who's on the line?
Oh, it's Joe from Pompano.
Oh, Joe from Pompano. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, Michael. How are you doing?
Good, Joe. First of all, I want to thank you so much for joining the membership of Blind and Beyond. I want to appreciate you so much.
And Joe, do me a big favor. Tell everybody how easy it was for you to navigate the
and
site.
And join.
Yes, it's very easy.
Yay!
You just go. It's very easy.
I could have told you.
Painless process, less than 80 cents a week to join. So I want everyone in the sound of my voice tonight, pick up your computer after the show is over and go into the Blind and Beyond radio show page and hit the store, support the program. I want our honor roll to grow to many hundreds of thousands of listeners. I know you're out there. It's just a question of doing it. And so be like me and join.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You'll be getting your bracelet, and then you'll be getting your 30% off your shirts and your hats. So tell me something. What was the trivia for last week, Joe?
The two words were timing and direction.
Yay.
No.
Oh, wait,
no.
Timing and what?
No.
Timing, no.
Wait,
timing
wait, give
and.
A chance. Give
I'll give you another shot.
Just
timing and what?
Let him think.
Timing and. I was going to say direction, but that's not it.
You're
timing
close.
And.
It sounds like it. Think about what sounds like it. You're right. You're in the right pew. It sounds like it.
Right pew, wrong seat. Timing and.
Put an R. Put an R in front.
Rejection.
You got
timing
it.
And rejection.
That's because we
Thank
love
you,
him.
Thank you, Joe. You just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
You're welcome.
Gift card
I can't,
from
I can't wait to get it. Say. I'm going to hi to Sheila and all the gang on the show, all right?
Hi, thank you so much.
That
Joe.
Was easy.
All right, bye for now.
Okay,
bye.
Bye,
Joe.
Yeah,
bye.
Bye.
Gary, you would appreciate that, Gary.
Yeah,
what
Gary,
Chris
you'd
just
appreciate
did.
That.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Yeah, yep.
Absolutely.
Going back to Larry and Lighthouse.
Yes.
So they did a great job with you. Is that what you're saying?
They did. And
do you have a job right now?
No, I don't.
But you go to school.
Completing, yes, I'm completing school. So the intent is to start in January.
So you hope to get a job.
Yes.
Good.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to get a job.
Well, go, that goes to a positive attitude.
That's right. Well, that's
it
that's
goes
it.
Back to the positive attitude.
What do you plan to do, Larry?
Well, I plan to get back with the defense contractor I was with and work as an analyst.
Oh.
So I have a lot of experience. I have a little over 15 years of experience, and so I believe that along with the education that I have will definitely be provide them an asset as an employee.
Have you had dialogue with them as of yet?
I have, mm-hmm. So it's a matter of me finishing up and
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this question, but I'll ask it anyway.
Okay. I'll do
in the
best.
Real world, in the real world
yes.
that we're all involved with, do you know if your future, hopefully your future employer would put in any kind of things that you need to operate?
Yes. I do know that they would do that. They have a program at EOO that makes sure that anybody who has any kind of disability they provide the items they need in order to give them an equal footing along with all the other with other employees.
Because so they, one of, not to interrupt, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. but one of the future people we're talking to right now is a future advertiser is one that talks to companies like that mm-hmm. about installing different things in their computers to help people like us.
Yes.
And they were asking me, you know, are there any companies out there like that, like what we're talking about right now. That's
yes.
why I'm asking that question, because he asked me specifically on that question. So he might even be listening today to the show about, and I told him there are a lot of employers out there to get people like you that they would pay the price.
Right.
What?
Liz? I think we're going to break.
We're going to break?
Yeah.
Chris, we going to break?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to break. All right, we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Okay, we're back. We're back to Blind and Beyond. All right, we're going to go right to trivia time. Trivia time. Listen to the song and tell me who's singing this song. That's the trivia question. Who is singing this song? The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Tell me who's singing this song.
And I love this song.
Okay. All right.
It's not hard.
Not hard.
Nope.
Sheila Young knew
not
it right
a 50s.
Away. It's not a 50s.
No.
Sheila Young knew it right away. Phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. So who knows it?
Can I tell what year it was?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, don't tell
me.
Well, don't tell the name of the song.
The
don't say nothing. I just want to know who's singing the song. That's the question. Who's singing the song? So it's, see if you get it. Anybody can call in. Sighted folks, anybody listen to the station, call in 407-894-1680.
You know, people that haven't listened to us before are wondering why Sheila and I are giggling so much. Why don't you tell them, Michael, why?
Okay.
Because the song is not from what decade?
I play a lot of oldies songs, 50s,
way
60s.
Way oldies.
And the two of these people sitting next to me, two beautiful women.
This one is an oldie, Michael.
What? Well, it's not in the 50s and 60s. It's in the 70s.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you don't know, you can call in beginning of the second hour. It's 407-894-1680.
Well, Mike, you know, the phone line started blowing up ASAP. So, I mean, I think we might have somebody.
Okay, let's
say, wait, now he really sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
Who is it?
I got Don from Fort Myers.
All right. All right, Don.
Don from Fort Myers thinks he knows the answer.
Come on, Don.
From Fort
who
Myers.
Is it?
Who is it?
Now, let me ask you, do you know?
Yeah. Oh, funny.
Because I know cute Diana Ross.
That's right.
Very good. You won. You won. You won a $10 gift card with Dunkin' Donuts. $10. So give your name and address and phone where you're living now so we can send it out next week. Okay.
Okay. I can do that.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right.
Who else
Thank
was on
you.
The line? Who else called in?
Well, Don came through first, and then the other caller, but they're calling back now. Give me one moment. I got you covered.
Well, let's see who it is.
We like to talk to them anyway.
Hey, caller, you on the air, caller. What's your name? Thank you for calling Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Okay, hello.
They hung up on you.
I guess they hung up because they.
Aww.
Because Don won.
We'd all still right. like to talk to him.
That's right.
Okay.
He hung up.
Go ahead, Larry.
Well, I... so
distracted him.
To continue on, I wanted to state the things that I've learned in GOCB and getting a chance to meet people and be involved with the actual club, and I'm glad that I was able to find it, and I believe I had heard about GOCB from the university, the disability center there.
Wow.
Yes, and
hey, Larry, tell the people in Philadelphia who's listening where you went to school, because that was interesting too. You told me you went to school in Philadelphia.
Yes, that was in 1976. That was a long time ago.
Well, tell me you went to school. They want to know.
Yes, well, I did go to school there. I was at St. Joseph's College.
He went to St. Joe, folks. He went to St. Joe in Philadelphia.
And I know it's called St. Joseph's University now. I'm sure I haven't been back since, but it's much larger. But one of the things I did do there was I was a trainer for the rugby team.
There you go.
And,
oh, wow.
And believe it or not, we had a game down in New Jersey, and they actually left me behind. So I had to catch a train to come back.
And, my sister lives within 1 mile of the school, St. Joe.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, that's that's amazing.
Yep.
Well, the one thing that affected me was I had to come down south because I was freezing cold up there. I couldn't believe how cold. And people who live there actually, you know, can handle it. But for me, who have grown up in the tropics, I was really
maybe Rita
challenges.
Wants to move there to Philadelphia.
Well,
maybe she wants to be in the snow.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
I think so. Right.
You don't want to be in the snow, Rita?
No snow.
No?
No.
Hey, Mike, it's the top of the hour, Mike, and you know we got to go to station ID.
Okay. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll see you on the other side. Stay tuned. Don't go away. See you on the other side.